On the 13th of April, the executive of the Junior Doctors Association received information that one of its members was being assaulted by officials from the Ministry of Health and Sanitation. We found out that the cleaners working at the Connaught Hospital had been on strike for the past 12 months and had not been paid over that period of time. That had led to the accumulation of filth in the facility. The junior doctors working at the facility have been complaining about this issue and calling on relevant authorities to salvage the problem. The officials from the ministry yesterday, the chief medical officer, the deputy minister of health one, and the permanent secretary came into the facility, apparently with the idea of replacing the old cleaners with new ones. That was the event this young, proactive female doctor decided to record on her phone, which the permanent secretary saw and asked that the doctor delete the video from her phone. During that event, the permanent secretary grabbed the doctor by the hand. It was during that push and pull that the doctor sustains an injury on her elbow in the presence of the chief medical officer and the deputy minister of health one. We saw it that it was a violation of our rights, and we stand in solidarity with this young female doctor. That was why, as an association, we laid down tools to see how the government would address this problem.
Well, Dr. Conte, I understand the government has put out a statement basically saying your concerns will be addressed and this issue with the young female doctor would also be addressed. Why isn't this enough for you to return to save lives like your oath requires?
So we have always remained committed to saving the lives of patients as the Hippocratic Oath demands, which is why amid this problem at the Connaught Hospital, we've seen doctors literally jumping over maggots to go see their patients on the ward, or stepping on broken or used needles to get into the wards to see their patients. But you cannot have a case of a physical assault, more so on a female medical doctor, and reassures people that they should go to their normal businesses. We want this matter to be treated with utmost seriousness and urgency.
Well, Dr. Conte, are you therefore saying that the statement issued by the government and by extension the assurances that this matter will be resolved expeditiously aren't enough for you to return to work and suspend this strike?
In the past, we've seen an official from the same ministry assaulting a doctor at the same Connaught Hospital, and that matter was just swept beneath the carpet. How are we sure that this one is not going to be treated the same way? So we don't just want to be dwelling on reassurances. We want to get urgent resolutions to the current problem.
Dr. Conte, what are the key issues that you want the government to address immediately?
The key issues are the current sanitary situation at the Connaught Hospital and the inadequate water supply at the PCMH Hospital, which is a maternity hospital. We want those to be improved, and of course, we need justice for our colleague.
So far, what has been the reaction of the government?
So far, we've not seen much from the side of the government. As I said, the reasons that led to the strike are the sanitary situation at the Connaught Hospital and the inadequate water supply at PCMH, in addition to the physical assaults of our colleague. So we'd want to see solutions to these problems as soon as possible. If members start seeing, steps leading to solving these problems, I think we'll be reassured. And we also want to see the government actively involving the Junior Doctors Association with the Sierra Leone Medical and Dental Association in bringing resolutions to these problems.